Two composers working centuries apart come together in Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on what became one of Vaughan Williams' most successful orchestral works.
16th century composer Thomas Tallis wrote music for services in the royal chapels of British monarchs from Henry VIII to Elizabeth I. Among his many works were 9 chant tunes for psalms, compiled for the Archbishop of Canterbury in 1557. In the early 20th century, composer Ralph Vaughan Williams came across the Renaissance music while editing a new English hymnal. He seized upon the third tune to explore with variations. Fresh from a trip to France where he'd studied orchestration with Ravel, Vaughan Williams wrote the work for 3 different sized string ensembles, a quartet, a larger group of 9 players, and a full string section, creating a lush soundscape with shimmering colors and echoes.
There's a sound coming from somewhere, but you're not quite sure where it is.
Conductor Donald Runicles.
This is a tribute to one of the greatest composers of that age, Thomas Tallis. Therefore, you have 2 great, great English composers coming together and straddling 400 years almost.
The work premiered in 1910 at the Three Choirs Festival, a centuries-old annual event that rotates among cathedrals in 3 English counties. It became one of the most popular works in the English repertoire.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.